we still, in dealing with COVID, the world, most of the world, even religious leaders, they followed scientific advice. You saw the Pope telling people, don't come to church because this will spread the epidemic, stay at home and conduct services online. So you have people like the Pope or like Jewish rabbis and Muslim and Hindu leaders following the advice of scientists, which we didn't see a century ago or 1,000 years ago.
I think the chief value of science is power. Science is mainly about gaining power over the world. They use truth to some extent on the way to achieving power or to achieving order.
Science is not really, at least this is my view as a historian, science is not really about truth, it's about power. The real aim of science as a project, as an establishment, is not truth, it's power.
Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will, that's over.
I mean, this is obviously sounding increasingly like a Black Mirror episode. Everything that's encoded in memory, you could upload. You could basically store your memories as a backup and restore the memories. And ultimately, you could potentially download them into a new body or into a robot body. The future is going to be weird. I would presume it would be consensual. Because you definitely don't want just people, you know, sending stuff into your brain without your consent.